Welcome to Muffed. Let's dig into the season. This is the Packers 2025 season in review. Muffed! Jordan Love threw 23 touchdowns to just 6 interceptions and finished 5th in the league in adjusted net yards per attempt. And the Packers still watched the wild card from their couch by the second weekend. Here's how Green Bay's passing game smashed at a top 3 level, why the run game and the takeaway defense quietly muffed the whole operation, and the one moment that sums up a 9-7-1 season that ended in Chicago. The Packers limped in as the 7 seed and lost 27-31 to the Bears in the wild card, a fitting finish for a team with the talent of a contender and the inconsistency of a pretender. Let's start with the team by the numbers. Green Bay's offense finished at +114.1 in total expected points added, a measure of how much every snap improved their scoring chances, ranking 4th in the league, 91st percentile stuff. The defense allowed +35.1, and on that side, you want that number deep in the negatives. +35 was 22nd. Third down was the identity stat, 100 conversions on 206 tries, 48.5%, 2nd in the entire NFL. But week to week, boom or bust, this team hung 40 on Dallas in week 4, smashed Minnesota 23-6 in week 12, then mustered 3 points in Minnesota in week 18. Floor and ceiling were nowhere near each other. Now let's talk about the passing offense, because this is where Green Bay genuinely smashed. Team passing expected points added came in at +118.8 on 520 attempts, +0.23 per dropback, 3rd in the league, 94th percentile. Jordan Love completed 66.3% against an expected 62.5, putting his completion percentage over expected at +3.8, 5th among qualified starters. The headline line, 291 of 439 for 3,381 yards, 23 touchdowns, 6 interceptions across 15 games. The variance came from the supporting cast. Tucker Kraft was a force through 8 games before disappearing, Christian Watson only played 10, and Romeo Doubs carried the receiver room with 55 catches for 724 yards and 6 touchdowns. When Love had everyone, this looked like a top 5 unit. Now let's dig into the rushing offense, because this is where the story flips. Team rushing expected points added -15.2 on 492 carries, -0.03 per attempt, 20th in the league, 41st percentile. 4.1 yards per carry looks fine on the surface. The advanced numbers say Green Bay wasn't winning at the line of scrimmage. Josh Jacobs ran 234 times for 929 yards and 13 touchdowns. 4th in the league in rushing scores, but his rush yards over expected was -7.3, meaning he cashed in design touchdowns rather than creating yards on his own. Steady floor, low ceiling, a red zone touchdown conversion machine, and not much else every single week. Next up, the pass defense. Green Bay allowed +44.26 in passing expected points added. On defense, you want that number negative, and +44 is the secondary handing out scoring chances all year. Per dropback, they allowed +0.08, 34th percentile league-wide. 36 sacks was 21st, 38th percentile. The takeaways were the real killer. 13 total all season, 7 interceptions and 6 fumble recoveries combined, 28th in the NFL. 16th percentile ball hawking. When this defense did create a moment, it changed games, like the week 12 strip sack on Max Brosmer at the goal line that Brenton Cox recovered to keep Minnesota off the board in that 23-6 win. But those moments were the exception. Most weeks, opposing quarterbacks could drop back and operate. And the run defense was honestly the one thing on this side of the ball that mostly held up. Green Bay allowed 2,008 rushing yards at 118.1 a game. And the run defense expected points added allowed came in at -9.18, a small negative, but on defense, negative is what you want. And it landed right at the 50th percentile. Per carry, they allowed -0.02, so opposing backs averaged nothing extra. Steady floor all year, 15 rushing touchdowns surrendered over 17 games is workable. It wasn't a wall, but it wasn't the leak. The leak was the pass defense, the leak was the lack of takeaways, and against a Bears team that could lean on its quarterback, that combination is what ended the year. Muffed! Season MVP is Jordan Love, and it's not particularly close. 291 of 439 for 3,381 yards, 23 touchdowns to 6 interceptions, +3.8 in completion percentage over expected, and a top 5 finish in adjusted net yards per attempt. The thing to fix is the takeaway defense. 13 takeaways all year, 16th percentile in the league, is not a number a playoff defense can carry. Pair that with a pass rush that got home just 36 times, and those are the exact two levers that muff this roster's offensive ceiling.
That's the Packers 2025 season.
Two things before you go. One, if you want this every week when the season kicks off, subscribe to the Packers feed wherever you're listening. Two, if you want the same treatment for your fantasy roster, head to muff.ai and we'll build you a custom weekly show. That's the wrap.